Just kidding, now it's working. Okay, I'm gonna scooch up a little bit closer to this and kind of look down while I talk. I don't know if I'm gonna be posting this one or if it's just for me. I think it's kind of nice sometimes to know whether it's just for me or not, because then I can be more relaxed with my articulation and my explanations, and I can just make it casual, I guess. And there is a point in having a recording for yourself, if you were wondering why I would even consider that in the first place. You know, because if it's just me talking out loud, then can't I do that without recording this? But I think there's something special in going back and hearing your thoughts, hearing you think out loud. I've never personally like written down my thinking. I know that's also a type of practice, but I feel like these podcasts are very much like me getting a third person, sorry about that. Me getting a third person perspective on my own thinking and the way I am from the outside, because I do think that's a valuable perspective. All that to say that I don't know if this is gonna be just for me or just for you too. I'm already talking as if I am recording an actual podcast. So maybe I will keep this like that. Well, on that note then, I opened a can of beans last time I was on this podcast, because I think it was around February, maybe March, where I remember coming on here at night. It was the soft heart episode, and I was really getting comfortable with owning my identity as somebody who has an open heart and someone who is comfortable with admitting that they care and that they're sensitive and all that, right? And I think I've spent the last month just really, really breathing into that part of me. And I actually started practicing yoga again after like 2 years, maybe. I remember I did an episode on that. It was like one of the earlier ones, and I honestly don't even remember what I said about it. But the last 2 years, I've learned a lot about myself and kind of understood energy and like the subtleties of existence. Sounds fancy, but it's just like, you know, I've grown to really appreciate calm, soft energy, more than, you know, I think happiness, excitement, playfulness, like those are just more like the upbeat versions too. But I love coming back to this soft and calm, mellow mood, you know, and for me that's like. That's baseline for me. And baseline is essentially like, what is an energy level that you can sustain 24/7? And I feel like sometimes we can't always be in that happy, playful, you know, upbeat mood, because naturally we need that balance. But it's also like we can't sit in silence for too long, so I feel like my by Baseline is this. It's very just like, it's just calm, happy, calm, soft. Sorry. So, to backtrack just a little bit, I was saying that the past month, oh yes, the yoga. So, yeah, I've rediscovered that, and after the past 2 years, after that, I feel like I understand the point of the practice, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is why, you know, this is what it is. And I don't think I really understood that last time. There was always like this projected aesthetic of what yoga was, I don't know, not even supposed to be, but like, it was just a projected aesthetic of yoga, which is like, oh, you know, it is, like, you know, from the outside, if you have no idea what it is, it's not going to be really meaningful. And if I'm assuming that most people that listen to my podcast don't have that relationship with it either. And, you know, like it, you don't have any personal meaningful connection to the practice. And even as a practitioner, like 2 years ago, I didn't have that connection because I guess I didn't really know how to connect it back to myself in a really deep way and a really meaningful way. So at the end of the day, it did just feel like poses. And it did just feel like surface level, like I couldn't connect it with the rest of my life, and that's what the practice is meant to be, right? So now it feels like the physical practice of the energy of calmness and softness and strength, you know, because there is strength. Strength and softness can coexist. And yeah, it feels like that I've always also like been around the vicinity of yoga all my life. Like I was into gymnastics when I was really young, and that was a big part of my like childhood. And then I was into dance, and also just like working out normally, like at a gym, more like, you know, there's like that strength, there's like the flexibility, there's like the dance, and you know, it's all very related. And now I'm like, oh yeah, this is it, you know. It's like all of those kind of overlapped into this one practice that's yoga. And yeah, it means a lot to me because it feels like, yeah, connecting to that physical, it's like the physical manifestation of like an energy, and the energy that you perhaps want to create as your baseline. And for me, I knew that I just wanted a calm, soft, mellow energy to be my baseline, and I had to work to really establish that. And I think having a consistent practice where you tap back into that on a daily basis in a focused way, you know, it's like I don't practice with other people. I make sure the environment is really calm, and so I can just sink into that mood. And when you have like about an hour of that every day, you know, that's kind of the first thing I do in the morning after shower, it's like that sets the tone for the day. And regardless if I have to tap into, you know, the upbeat, or not even have to tap into upbeat energy, it's just if that comes about, you know, naturally it's coming from this like baseline of like just calm, softness. I feel like higher levels of energy, when they're based in something that's really fundamental, you know, it makes your energy levels just more sustainable. And I'm not sure if that makes sense. I think that's just going to be a running theme for all of these episodes, to be honest, because I don't know how to make the topic of energy concrete, because it's abstract by nature. So yeah, it's really nice to have that be a practice, you know, rather than just having an intention of this is what I want to be. Like, no, you are really breathing into that. And I just feel like it's so cool that I get it now, in that sense, you know? Like, it means so much more to me than just poses or anything. It's really about tapping back into energy and doing that in a really, like, what's the word? It's like doing that with all of me. You know, yoga means union. And I'm not sure how like the ancient texts have expanded upon that definition, but you know, it feels like all parts of me, mind, body, spirit, are woven together, you know, in this practice. And I think that's just super special, you know, to find something like that. And yoga and meditation tend to go hand in hand. For me, I really enjoy just being, and that's essentially what meditation is. And yeah, your mind can go a little bit on a rampage sometimes if you just like sit down and, you know, sit down after like having a stressful day or something like that, and you try and meditate. That's why I feel like yoga is kind of a nice preface to that, because it's like you really just get to unwind. That's kind of what it is. And then you can just kind of rest in yourself and just, you know, enjoy feeling yourself breathe and just be and be at peace, you know? Like the body is just at peace at that time. And I think it's just such an enjoyable experience if you can learn to appreciate that. I honestly feel like it forms a really fundamental, it forms my baseline energy. That's essentially it, you know? So it's inevitably gonna be a part of my conversations when I'm talking and I'm being more introspective. Yeah, so especially online too, you're gonna find a lot of yoga teachers and yoga communities and spiritual communities in general, you know? And I think when you know what you're looking for, when you know what you want to tap into, it's easy to filter it out. Because sometimes people, I don't know, sometimes, and here's the thing, I'm gonna just mention this slightly, but the goal of any spiritual practice is to essentially step out of your mind a little bit. And a lot of people struggle with doing that, I feel like, you know, just common example of what that looks like. If I don't know, if you're listening to a guided flow, yoga flow, and the instructor is kind of saying things in a way that's like, oh, we're really, really getting into it, you know? And sometimes it's like, your mind will just make you want to laugh, or it'll just be like, this is so weird, you know? Like, that's your mind. That's your mind that's saying that. And you just won't kind of surrender to the practice in a way. And that sounds like, yeah, and maybe you just heard me say that and you're like, that sounds weird, like surrender to the practice. But it's just like, you kind of have to let go a little bit, you know what I mean? Otherwise, it's like, that's the point of it. It's kind of like hypnotic in a casual way. And it feels nice. So I don't know why there's so much resistance towards that, but I also get it. I think it's also good to be open-minded and just try something out, you know, like you can always snap back into your mind, snap back into yourself in that sense. But yeah, any spiritual practice does ask you to kind of dissociate. And let me expand on this, because sometimes we also see that being, I don't know, blown out of proportion. For me, it's like, okay, I'm stepping out of my mind and I'm stepping into my body. That's what yoga is. And a lot of spiritual circles too will ask you to, no, like detach from your body as well. Like, just detach from yourself completely, which I think actually more than yoga, it's more like meditation, you know, detach from yourself completely. And personally, I just don't agree with that outlook, because I feel like any spiritual practice, we're living a material life too. We're living a normal life. So you can't realistically detach from all that you are and still be an active, like actively engaging in the world, you know? So it's not really that practical. So I would just stay wary of anything that suggests something like that too. And I think you should be able to step out of your mind, but obviously when you can tell that it's safe to do that. That's why I really think that it's important to, you know, foster that safe space before you ask someone to just kind of let go a little bit, because people don't want to let go. Like, your ego is birthed out of defense, and it's just a defense mechanism. So you can't just tell someone, hey, just surrender to the practice. You know, like, that doesn't work. That's not realistic either. So I think the best teachers are able to foster that safe space for people to feel comfortable to just kind of, you know, do that. And then you have like a wonderful practice. That's just what I personally feel. I also know that sometimes, even me too, sometimes, like, this is the same for me, people get into yoga more. Especially Western yoga has a lot more emphasis on strength. So it's more like physical exercise. If that doesn't bother you, if you just want it for the physical exercise, then that's great. But I would love for people to get the most out of the practice, you know, which is why I kind of like that middle space of, you know, let's make it safe for people to let go a little bit, to just exhale and release and not care about what they look like or, you know, just like stop caring, just step out of your mind, stop overthinking things, just feel into your body, move naturally, move from within. And that's essentially sensuality, right? Like, you're stepping out of your mind, you're connecting back to your senses, you're connecting back to your body. And I think when we can stop thinking so much and we can start feeling more, that's a big change, you know? You really get grounded in yourself. You get grounded from within. And I've just noticed that that's where so much of my confidence comes from as a person, just being grounded, you know? And I don't know how I got here, but I think I was just going on to explain the practice a little more. But yeah, I think that's what I wanted to say. I'm always just like, okay, let's just like rerun the train of thought here. What did I start this off talking about? And I think it was more so just like an update. And just kind of a refresher episode, I guess, on the old podcast I did on yoga like 2 years ago. Yeah, it's really cool. I think maybe I'll go and listen to that again. It's just cool to see the difference because I actually didn't know if I'd ever come back to it when I took that break. It's not even a break, I just kind of stopped doing everything, really, for a while. I used to be really, if you knew me from high school too, you knew I was just like, 5 a.m. gym workouts, man. Like, that was really the life at one point. And yeah, when the pandemic came, I was like, yeah, you know what? I don't really give a shit. But also, I'm kidding. Like, obviously the gym's closed and stuff. But it was also, like, that motivation to do something. Well, here's the thing. I realized that I wasn't intrinsically motivated to keep up with the lifestyle that I had created pre-pandemic. You know, it was not intrinsic motivation that was driving me at all. So those habits withered away, you know, over the span of the 2 years. And I just kind of was like, okay, also, if they're not authentic, like, there's no way I can really force myself, you know, because it, you know, it's just me at the end of the day, you know, it's just me. We're in quarantine, or not even in quarantine, but it's just like, at the end of the day, I can't force myself to do something long term if I'm not intrinsically motivated. And I think the key word there is long term. So a lot of habits that I once had kind of withered away, like I said, and I did end up a lot of the stuff, a lot of the habits now that I have been rebuilt with that intrinsic motivation. And it's really surprising, honestly, because I didn't have any expectation to do that. I was just like, okay, like, let's just do this how I want, and, you know, let's just structure my life as I want. And let me make mistakes and learn from them and change what I'm doing. And I was like, oh, you know what? Doing this makes me feel good, you know? And so I want to stick with it. And then kind of just going deeper into that and creating, like, for me now, it's like yoga is a non-negotiable, or meditation. Like, I will do that at some point in the day. It doesn't matter. It's like, I don't even think of it as a habit. It's just, I will do it, you know? And I always have the mat rolled out in my room. It's never, like, rolled up. So, it's just kind of, like, part of me now. So, I think that's, yeah, it's a little update. Kind of a summary, I guess, actually, for the past 2 years in that sense. I always just want to say, like, I hope this made sense. I am still getting better too at communicating these kind of things. I totally understand if it doesn't make sense, and I'm sure I will come back and, you know, maybe one day I will, as I practice this whole communicating thing. Communicating my thoughts, putting it out there, because usually, like, all these thoughts are in my head or, you know, in my journal, and I don't have to explain it to someone. Like, I don't explain it like I'm a teacher or something, and I don't see myself as a teacher here either. But I still intend for you to understand, because that's the point of sharing it. Like, I intend for you to understand what I'm saying, but I don't feel like I am teaching you anything, you know? It's kind of that paradox. So, yeah, I hope it's useful. I hope this is already literally 40 minutes long. So I hope this time felt useful. Again, it was just felt really calm and mellow and soft and comforting, so I didn't feel like I was having a super long conversation Like, it didn't feel long and exhausting. I found the same energy level that I had when I started off. So, kind of just goes to show, too, that I can spend a lot of time talking about these things, even if it's just with myself. That's essentially what a podcast is. But yeah. Okay. Okay, guys. I would leave you there. What do I even say? Usually, just end it, don't I? That's what you do. That's what you do. Okay. Bye.